The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Sorry to interrupt your old-time radio programming if you are listening to us live on Monday, March 15th at 27 minutes past the hour. My name is Becky, and if it is not 3:27 for you, then you are probably listening to us online at daily.ktqa.org or during our 6 p.m. rebroadcast of the Daily Briefing on 95.3 FM in Tacoma. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's also lots of information about COVID-19, including lots of data displays, how our state is doing, how our regions are doing, and that's available at the Department of Health website, doh.wa.gov. If you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211, you can get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance during this challenging time. If you dial 311 from a phone anywhere in Tacoma, you can get connected to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline for any of your questions or concerns regarding COVID, regarding symptoms, regarding vaccines, regarding safety guidelines. That hotline for the state is 1-800-525-0127. It's open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., but Mondays have extended hours. They'll take your calls until 10 p.m. And if you don't like calling and you prefer texting, you can text the coronavirus hotline by texting your message and inquiry to 211-211. On many of our minds is the COVID-19 vaccine. At this moment, more than 10% of Washingtonians are fully vaccinated against coronavirus with one of the three vaccines that are approved for emergency use authorization. That's the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the newest Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Almost one-third of Washingtonians 65 and older are now vaccinated. More than 18% of the state's population has received at least one vaccine dose. Remember that two of those vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, do require two doses to be fully effective. Now, for those who are wanting the vaccine, those who are eligible right now include pre-K through grade 12 teachers and staff who work in a K-12 school setting. This includes teachers, bus drivers, counselors, food service workers, administrators, safety staff. In addition, high-risk first responders, elders 65 years and up, long-term care residents, those over 50 who are living in multi-generational households and maybe caring for a niece or nephew or grandchild, you are all eligible, as well as veterans of any age. Veterans can get vaccinated through the VA, but you got to call 206-716-5716. Again, if you are a veteran of any age, you can get vaccinated through the VA by calling 206-716-5716. Now, by Wednesday, vaccine eligibility is expected to open up to many, many, many people in our region. This includes pregnant individuals, those with disabilities that would put them at high risk for COVID illness, as well as those people who work in certain settings where they're interacting with many people, such as agriculture, food processing, grocery stores, public transit, firefighting, law enforcement, and incarceration facilities. So that is on March 17th. This estimate for when vaccine eligibility is opening up to that next tier, next phase of folks, is an estimate by public health officials. It was originally set for March 22nd, but hey, it's moved up a little bit. So if you are currently eligible, it is best to get your vaccine appointment slated for right now before the eligibility tiers open up to many, many others. And as soon as those eligibility tiers open up on Wednesday, it is advised that, hey, you know what? If you can't quite get an appointment right away, there are slated to be appointments available in the coming weeks. So if you can still hold off a week or two, that's recommended. And health officials in both Pierce County and King County are saying, please do have patience. We do want to vaccinate as many folks as possible. That's the messaging from our health officials in King County and Pierce County. By mid-April, the governor's office expects to open vaccine eligibility to people age 16 and older who have two or more medical conditions that might put them at high risk for severe COVID illness complications, as well as anyone over 50 who had not yet previously been eligible. Folks living in correctional facilities and certain group home settings are slated to become eligible for vaccines by the end of April, and all other adults can expect to have vaccine access by the start of summer. The website covidwa.com, it's not a state-run website, but it has been a valuable resource for eligible individuals who are struggling to access vaccine appointments. And of course, you can always go to coronavirus.wa.gov and click on the vaccine locator there. Pierce County businesses or organizations that have capacity to run or facilitate a community vaccination clinic can contact the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department at 253-649-1412. And you can, in addition to going to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for vaccine locators, you can call lots of providers, clinics, and pharmacies. Since many folks have been brought on board, many centers, pharmacies, clinics, and individual providers' offices have been brought on board as COVID-19 vaccine administration sites. For our state news for today, our updates related to the pandemic. Well, according to the most recent State Department of Health report on coronavirus that came out on Friday afternoon, case counts have increased slightly in Western Washington and plateaued in Eastern Washington as of late February. Case counts are still relatively high across the state right now, despite going into phase three as of March 22nd. We're at around the same level we were seeing last October, when the third wave of disease activity was really ramping up. Cases are increasing among younger adults. Those are folks in the age 20 to 40 age bracket. And that has previously been an early warning sign of larger surges of virus in the general population. And of course, this is all based on the data from 2020, before vaccines were out and available. Case counts in other age groups were declining right now, but most recently have flattened. There are sharp declines in hospital admission rates among people 70 years and older, possibly because those groups are among the first to be vaccinated, according to the State Department of Health. And finally, COVID-19 transmission is continuing at about the same level after initially declining through January and February. The best estimate of the reproductive number right now, and that refers to how many new people each COVID-19 patient will infect, is 0.96, and that's as of late February. The goal is to maintain a reproductive number well below 1. So again, that reproductive number of the virus is how many new people each COVID-19 patient will infect. We want that to be well below 1. Right now, we're sitting at 0.96, so just a smidge under 1. So we want that to be below 1, which means that COVID-19 community transmission would definitely be on the decline. We want that for a substantial amount of time. Our regional updates for today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported only 67 new COVID-19 cases today, but 10 new COVID-related deaths, half of whom were in individuals in their 50s and 60s. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people remained at 145, so we've finally dipped below that 150 per 100,000. That's that marker, that number under which it is recommended that all children return to school per the state guidelines. So in Pierce County right now, our 14-day case rate per 100,000 individuals is at 145. That, I believe, is the lowest number that I have had the privilege of announcing on the daily briefing. We've been just under a year doing the daily briefing, just under 200 episodes. So that definitely is a milestone. Some more regional information. The current moratorium on residential rental evictions is set to expire on March 31st of this year. Anyone having trouble paying rent or utilities can apply for financial assistance by going to piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. If you don't have internet, you can call 211 and you can ask to be referred to rental assistance for Pierce County. Eligibility is open to those renting apartments or homes, renters staying in hotels or motels, people renting an RV space, those renting from a family member or a friend or renting a room in a shared house, as well as those using Section 8 vouchers. So again, if you're having trouble getting on top of paying your rent, despite the moratorium on residential evictions, you can go to piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp, because that moratorium, that pause on landlords being able to evict residential renters, is set to expire at the end of this month. Here in Tacoma, Tacoma Public Library's Fernhill Branch, located at 765 South 84th Street, and the Swazi Branch, located at 7001 6th Avenue, will open for 45-minute sessions Tuesday through Saturday. What that means is that patrons of the libraries will be able to browse the collection or pick up their holds or access computers and printing for 45-minute periods of time. Patrons can make appointments for their sessions at least 24 hours in advance by calling 253-280-2910 for Fernhill or 253-280-2970 for Swazi Branch. Or you can go online to tacomalibrary.org. There's also walk-up entry that's available to the libraries, but that will be available on a first-come, first-served basis, depending on whether folks have made reservations and are already occupying the library, because there is limited occupancy. Again, this information is available at tacomalibrary.org. Also in Tacoma, today, fourth graders and 12th graders in Tacoma Public Schools started in-person learning. By the end of the month, all grades will be learning in person at least 2 days a week for families who have opted in to some form of in-person learning in the Tacoma Public Schools. The remaining portions of students have opted in to continue remote virtual instruction through the end of this school year. A reminder, though, that school tracks and athletic fields are closed to the public during school hours, and no spectators are allowed to congregate during athletic competitions, which have also resumed, and those might be occurring outside of school hours. Even as the rate of coronavirus in our region is down a little bit, or plateauing or declining or leveling out, lots of folks still have coronavirus. It is the reproductive number, that the number of folks that are active with coronavirus and then infecting others, still remains well above one. So if you are experiencing any of the symptoms that we've come to associate with coronavirus, that's sore throat, loss of taste and smell, headache, GI upset, cough, fever, there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites throughout our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, and more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for more specific locations. And in addition to those permanent regular testing locations, of course, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events. Testing events this week include Tuesday, March 16th. The department will be out at Pierce College, both campuses. So Pierce College, Fort Steilacoom campus in Lakewood, and at the Puyallup campus of Pierce College. On Thursday, March 18th, the health department will be at Vassault Park. And on Friday, March 19th, they'll be at the center at Norpoint and at Madrona Park in the Oakland neighborhood. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you need later hours, the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station is open till 5:30 p.m. And that is run by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department as well. Now, if you are associated with a business or an organization that has the capacity to serve as a mobile testing site for COVID-19, similar to if you have the capacity to serve as a mass vaccination clinic or a community vaccine site, you can get in touch with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department by emailing tsmith@tpchd.org. That's Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tpchd.org. Or you can call the department at 253-649-1412. Of course, if you are looking for COVID-19 tests, there are some pharmacies that also are offering take-home self-testing kits, in addition to drive-through rapid antigen testing. So you should contact your pharmacy if that appeals to you as well. That is all of the information that I have for us today with regards to today's daily briefing. My name is Becky, and I'm always happy to bring you the KTQA daily briefing Monday through Friday on most days, these Mondays through Fridays within the 3 o'clock hour. Remember that you can always go to daily.ktqa.org if you missed any part of today's daily briefing. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number where you can call or text us is 253-330-8821. Remember, the daily briefing plays in the 3 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m., rebroadcasting here on 95.3 FM in Tacoma. And now back to your old-time radio programming. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.